Hi there, you're listening to the Spirit Room Podcast with me, psychic medium and mentor, Melissa White. This show is for developing mediums, budding intuitives, and those who just find themselves curious about spirit and the afterlife. I'll share my experiences with you, working with spirit as a professional medium for over a decade. I'll also interview people that I find brilliant and fascinating, and provide you with some insight into how you can live this life to the fullest, knowing that there is so much more available to us than what meets the human eye. So I invite you to sit back, relax, enjoy, and let's just see what spirit has in store for us today. Hi everyone, and welcome to the Spirit Room Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa White, and I'm just so pleased to be back with you. If you're listening for the first time, this is a podcast all about my work as a professional psychic medium. I mentor other mediums, really about growing closer to spirit, how you can develop a relationship with spirit. And that's what I hope to bring to you. That's what I hope to offer. I like to interview people that I find really interesting and fascinating. And other times I just like to chat to you. And so today is one of those times where we're just catching up. I feel like it's been a minute, it's been a while. So get comfortable, get cozy, and let's do it. Let's chat. So what can I say? I was sick with the flu leading up to going away with my daughter and my friend to Hawaii. And now we are back. We had such a fabulous time, but it was a lot. So for me to not work for a week or so takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of preparation. And there's a lot of moving parts. I think, you know, those of you that work for yourselves understand. But if you don't, you know, I think what you see is me doing readings and groups and events and stuff like that. But the teaching of the classes and the two mentorship programs that I offer right now, there's a lot of planning and a lot of preparation that go into those programs. And so, you know, for me to not be there for a week, it's just a lot of, it's a lot of preparation and planning. Also, just, you know, a lot of trying to schedule things and get things sorted out and all of that. So it was sort of like busy as usual, but then extra busy just trying to get out the door. So, you know, it was a lot of that. We made it. My daughter told me, I didn't realize until we were like at the airport, that she was terrified of the ocean and flying over the ocean to Hawaii. So I was very worried how she was going to do anxiety wise on the flight, but she did really well. And we got through that. She kind of distracted herself with listening to music and that kind of thing. And I know she really enjoyed the flight because she took like a million pictures out the window and all of that. So I think that she got into it. She was okay. She told me afterwards she was totally fine. So that was good. That was good that she overcame that fear. We got in there late on the first night, and our friend was meeting us the next day. She was coming in the next day. So that night we were pretty tired when we got in, but my daughter was really, really excited right away, like that it was warm and she saw the palm trees and just everything. She was pretty excited. Got to our hotel and then she was starving. She was hungry. So we ordered pizza. She had some of that. And then we both just like passed out. I did not have any trouble falling asleep, which was such a blessing considering hotels or even just different places. Like I have a hard time sleeping anywhere other than home. I usually have a hard time just sleeping at home in my own bed. So that was a blessing. Like both fell asleep, had the best night's sleep. And then we woke up on the next morning and we went and had some breakfast at the hotel. And then we went for a walk. We went across the street to the beach, and she got to go swimming for the first time in the ocean, really. I mean, we live outside of Vancouver, and so yes, she's been to the ocean, but actually swimming in the ocean, I'm pretty sure that's her very first time. So that was pretty exciting. To be honest, it was a little bit unseasonably cool. I've not been to Hawaii a million times, but I've been there a few times before, and it's never been chilly or cool at all. Like, the water's never been cool either. So that was a little bit shocking, but it was still warm enough to swim, and certainly the sun came out, and we had a great time. Like, we had a good swim. We then ended up going to the mall. Our hotel was right beside the big mall that they have there in Waikiki, so we went to Sephora because my daughter was wanting to spend some of her money that she got for her birthday. She got Sephora gift cards from people, so we went to spend some of her gift cards money, and that was really fun. The lady there was really sweet and helped her match her, you know, matched her concealer and her foundation, so that was really nice. She enjoyed that, and she put some little blush on her, and just, yeah, she enjoyed that. And what else did we do? We looked around the mall, went to Target. For those of you listening from the USA, you don't understand what it's like to be Canadian. We do not have Target. We do not have Trader Joe's. We do not have the same flavors of things that you have in the US. And so it's very exciting for Canadian people to shop in the States, because you just get things that we can't get in Canada. So that was really exciting. We enjoyed that. Came back and then met up with our friend. And then what did we do? I don't even remember. It's like not even been that long. Isn't that wild? Anyway, she came the next day. There was a bunch of trips to shop. I'll say that. We also rented a car. And I will say, last year, March, I went to Hawaii with Teresa as well. And then this March we went back, and then we brought Avery with us this time. And I, not on purpose, I rented the same car from the same lady on this app as last year. So weird. And I didn't even mean to do that on purpose. Anyways, I would say that my anxiety driving in a foreign place has improved, although it wasn't as foreign because I just was driving there a year ago. But still, I improved a lot with my anxiety with the driving in a place. Like, getting in and out of Honolulu and going to like other parts of the island, like some of the freeway, the highway, it's like 5 lanes, like crazy. Some of the exits, you have to go exit left, not exit right. People drive real fast. So I think I did way better. I felt way better. I felt more, I felt more in control and not as emotional. So that was good. That was progress. And I'm so glad that we did have a car for a few days, because we did get to go to like different beaches and different places on the North Shore. So that was awesome. We had stopped at this one beach where the waves were so ginormous, it was not even safe to go in, like to swim, actually. It was just way too crazy. Avery would have, like, if I wasn't there 100%, she would have gone in, I know. But it was still beautiful. So we got to sit there and chill at the beach and just chat. Lots of funny, funny moments, things that we observed, people watching was wild at that place. But it was super fun. And what else did we do? We went to the Disney Olani Resort just to check it out. And we went swimming in the lagoon there and everything. And it was nice, but it was kind of not as, I don't know, as amazing as I thought it would be. Maybe because we weren't staying there, so we didn't get the like whole experience. But it was good to check it out. It was a little bit overcast that day too, so I don't know. It was still cool to get some photos and get some pictures and stuff. And I did spot Mickey Mouse from a distance, and I did take pictures and video. So I did see him, and that was good. My daughter was obsessed with the smoothie bowls. She got them literally everywhere we went. That was like what she survived on for that trip. So we did that. And we went for a really nice dinner at a place called House. I think it's called House Without a Key. I can't remember if it's house without a key or room without a key. I think it's house without a key. Absolutely gorgeous spot in this hotel that was kind of close to where we're staying. But anyways, the service was not the best. So it wasn't like the, you know, the most amazing experience, but we did have some good laughs and good funny moments and stuff like that. So that was good, but I still left feeling hungry, which is never good, you know, when you've just been to dinner and then you're still hungry at the end. So that was okay. My daughter and I ended up going to this ranch. I can't remember the name of it, but it is where they've filmed some of Jurassic Park movies and then also parts of Jumanji. So my daughter was really into that place. Like, she was super excited. And we did a Jeep, like, jungle tour type thing. And it was like a ride. It was like a roller coaster ride because it was bumpy. And I was just, like, bracing myself. My neck kind of hurt afterwards because it was so intense. But it was really cool. We got to see lots of stuff like to do with the movies, but then also the tour guide was like explaining about the different types of plant life and the vegetation and some of the legends and the stories that are associated with some of the plants and flowers and stuff. And I find all of that so beautiful and so fascinating. You get also an amazing view. You can kind of look out and see the islands. You can see Maui from there. So that was really, really cool. At one point he stopped and we all got out, and it's like this optional little hike up this, it's like a trail, I guess, like up this mountain. And I was like, okay, I got out and I was climbing up this mountain and it was a bit muddy and I slipped and I fell right on my face, and I had mud all over my legs, like everywhere, and then also scratched up my knees. I was bleeding. It was just so embarrassing and so on brand for me. Like, I am such a clumsy person. So that was kind of embarrassing, but also I'm used to it. I seem to fall every place I go, every place I travel to. I did a very classic kind of Melissa move when I was in Dublin. I fell and I like rolled down this hill and got up really, really fast. Did that in Dublin. I had another fall somewhere else. Oh, last year when we went to Hawaii, I fell in the maze at the pineapple, at the Dole plantation. I fell there. So yeah, it's nothing new, but anyways, that was kind of embarrassing. So that was that, but no, it was good, and Avery really enjoyed herself at that place. Then what else? We did some snorkeling, which I'm very proud of myself because I overcame this fear. I have said on this podcast before, I think, that I am somewhat claustrophobic, or actually quite claustrophobic, and so anything that's going to restrict my breathing or any time that I feel too enclosed in a space, I do tend to get really, really anxious. I start to sweat. It's like my vision starts to go a bit blurry. Like, I get hot and I can't breathe. And it's not pleasant. And when I snorkeled for the first time, it was when I went to Hawaii when I was in grade 10 for a choir festival thing. And snorkeling like was one of the excursions that we got to do, and it was just intense. Like, the mask, the whole thing, it was getting all fogged up. We had like fish food that we could carry with us, and my bag that I had broke open. All of this fish food was like in the ocean around me, and all of these fish came and swarmed around me, and I just freaked out and I had to jump out of the water. Like, I couldn't do it. So that was my last real experience with snorkeling. So I've just not done it ever since. But this time I thought, no, I want to do it because Avery wanted to. She's a Pisces. She's like a little fish. And my moon sign is Pisces. So I am also a little fish. Like, I love being in the water. I just wasn't sure about the whole snorkeling thing. Anyways, I was like, no, I'm going to do it. So we get on this boat, and first of all, I could have sworn I put the gravel that I had in my little bag to take with us, we get to the boat and I can't find it. It's not in my fanny pack. It's not in the bag. It's nowhere. So Avery is known to get a bit seasick, and I did not have the gravel. So I just kept feeding her those little ginger chew things. Like, they're those candies that you can buy. Anyways, I gave her those. I got her the wristbands, like the seasickness wristbands. And she seemed okay while we were on the boat. And it was a little bit, it was a bit bumpy, but it was all right. And they were explaining everything. They were a great crew. But anyways, the one point, this lady that was explaining stuff stopped. And she looked right at me and she was like, "Are you okay?" And I felt like either my face must have looked terrified or she must have been kind of intuitive, because she seemed to know that I was freaking out just at the thought of it. And anyways, I said, "Yeah, I think I'll be okay." So everybody jumped in the water. I was the last person to get in the water. I went down the stairs of the boat and I was just like, "Do you just jump in? Like, what do you do?" I just felt so scared. But the guy that was there, he's like, "Just glide in, just push off." And I was like, "Okay." Did it. It was fine. We get into the water and it's just so beautiful. Like, the sun was shining, the water is that beautiful, you know, like crystal blue color. And I did it. I put my face under, I looked in the water. And yes, I saw the fish and it did creep me out at first, but then I got more comfortable. And then we got to see the turtles. And I am obsessed with these sea turtles. They are so magnificent, so beautiful, and so just like, I don't even know. It's so magical to be able to see them. And I cry. Like, we saw a turtle last time when we went swimming in the ocean when we went to Hawaii, but this time we got to see like these humongous turtles, and you can't get super close obviously because it's not good for them, but you can get close enough that you can see them, and just you can like see them underwater, you can see them at the bottom, we also got to see one that was like floating kind of on the surface, like came up and you could see his little head. Oh my gosh, like just the cutest little face. And it just feels like such an amazing blessing, like just so amazing. And it was so fun to share that with Avery. She really loved it. She's quite adventurous and confident in herself. So like with her swimming and everything. So she was like swimming off, you know, wherever. And I was just trying to keep close and try to keep an eye on her. And I couldn't put my face under like the whole time because I would start to get a little bit like creeped out. Like, I love the turtles and the fish and all of that, but just the idea that the fish were swimming so close to me was a little bit difficult. So I just ended up swimming a lot of it, but it was beautiful. I just looked up at the sky and I looked around me and I was like, there's just moments that you just won't forget, you know, like just so beautiful. So anyways, after about like an hour, Avery just said to me she wasn't feeling very good. And I was like, oh no. So we went back to the boat and just got her kind of to sit and just chill. And she got such bad seasickness. She didn't get sick or anything, but she really, really felt like she was going to. And then everybody came back. And then just as we were driving back, we saw these dolphins. And there was dolphins swimming around our boat. And I was just so excited. I've never seen dolphins in real life ever. So that was really exciting. Avery by that point was just like not that enthusiastic. Like, I think she got a glimpse of a dolphin, but she wasn't really into it at that point. But my day was made by these dolphins. So we got some pretty fantastic, amazing pictures of the turtles and the dolphins, and it was amazing as a memory together, but also it was like really overcoming that fear for me was pretty huge. Lesson learned, I will never do that again without making sure 100% that I have gravel for her and extra gravel for her. I felt bad that I somehow missed that. So that was not good. But she did feel better after we got back, you know, after we got back and she was on land and all of that. We went to this food truck place and they had amazing food, great prices, and entertainment. They had people singing and like hula dancers and stuff. It was great. It was super fun. So that was awesome. And there was just, you know, there was just moments in this time together that just felt really, really special, you know, just the uninterrupted time and, you know, the ability to kind of be away out of our regular sort of routine and environment. It's very rare that I go more than a few days without doing any kind of work, like any kind of reading. And so that's always interesting, but I think that I've improved since last year, because last year when I went, I found it really difficult, like not working. I found that really hard. I was having like a lot of anxiety. And this year I felt better. Like I was kind of like, okay, I missed it. I certainly missed it, but it wasn't giving me anxiety and it wasn't like I couldn't still enjoy myself. So I think that's progress when it comes to all of that, because I remember saying on this podcast last year at this time, I need to figure out who I am outside of my identity as like a medium and also as a mom. Like those are my two main like loves of my life. And I needed to find out, you know, who I am outside of that. And I think that's a good sign that I sort of have, you know, have begun to anyway. So that was good. I did come to the realization, though, that I am frustrated. I'm frustrated even though I've made strides forward with my health and I've been active now for like a good year and a bit. Like really, that's improved so much. Like that's become such an important part of my life and it's a regular part of my life. But the time before I left, I had been a bit sick and then things kept coming up. So I wasn't as on track with my fitness right before we went on the trip. And I noticed it. Like, I know walking and being active in the heat is different than doing so at home. But still, like, it was so, my whole body hurt. And I felt like I couldn't keep up. And it's hard for me because I never want to hold anyone back. Like, I don't want my friend and my daughter to feel like they have to, like, slow down so that I can keep up to them. So that I was hard on myself about that. I did end up getting some sandals that are like very ugly. They're not the prettiest, but they were proper, like, I don't know, like almost like orthotic or like a walking type sandals. And I've always shied away from proper footwear because I just want to have cute shoes. But I got to the point where my feet hurt so bad that I was just like, I had to get something. Something had to be done. So I did get those and that did help. So that was kind of a breakthrough, I guess, as well. But the thing that I noticed was that, yes, my endurance is better this year and a lot of things are better, but I'm still not where I want to be health-wise and fitness-wise. So it was a good wake-up call that, like, yeah, I've come far, but, you know, still have a ways to go. And considering Teresa and I signed up for a marathon later this year. I got to get my act together and I got to get on that. I got to actually seriously start training and doing what I need to do for that. So it was a good reminder of, yes, you can, you know, celebrate that you've come a long way, but it's also good to refocus and get serious about where you want to go and how you want to go forward. And it will be a challenge because now Teresa is off to Australia and New Zealand and she's visiting her family and she'll be away for a few months. So now my fitness buddy is not here. And so I need to be able to depend on myself to get myself to spin in the morning, get myself out there and training for the marathon and get myself back into the weights and the resistance training, like all that stuff I'd work really hard to build into my schedule. So I need to get back to it and I need to be able to rely on myself, not just that, you know, someone's waiting for me at the gym. So that was my incentive lots of times when I didn't want to go, but I knew she was already up and she'd be waiting for me. So now I'm on my own when it comes to that. So I gotta be able to trust myself to stick with it, even when I don't feel super motivated to do it. It is such a good thing to do for myself. So anyway, that's that's the next chapter. That's the next step that I need to take. We had less dramatic experiences with spirit this time around, which I think Teresa was very happy about. I'm sure she was quite pleased that nothing too weird happened sharing a room together. There was a few things. There was lots of orbs in all of our pictures, like all of the photos. Lots of them on, like when we'd look back, they were all over Teresa and lots of pictures. So that was interesting. Oh, going back to me feeling like I couldn't keep up. We did get up at the crack of dawn one of the days and go to Diamond Head so that we could hike at sunrise. Although I did not do the hiking part. I walked into the park with them and then Teresa and Avery went up the mountain themselves. I just realized that as much as like I'd love to say yes, I'll do it, I don't have that much confidence in myself when it comes to hiking up the stairs. Like it just, I had a feeling that it wouldn't have worked out the best. So my goal is to next time be in a good state where I'm like, okay, I know I can do it. But I was happy to be there and I meditated and listened to music and just chilled while they were doing that. That was like, it only took them like an hour or so. They were pretty quick, but they got some really beautiful pictures and Avery said it was great. Like she loved it. So I'm so happy that they were able to have that experience together. I did worry about them the whole time. I was thinking they're in like some kind of like, I don't know, like out in the boonies, but they assured me it's literally like just walking upstairs and there's tons of people. It's not really like remote. There's no way you can get lost. So that was good. Yeah, so lots of beautiful moments there. So that was great. But it was one of those things where I'm like, okay, if I was in better shape, then this wouldn't be a question. And I did see like literally like elderly people going up. So it made me realize like, okay, you don't really have an excuse, but I'll get there. I will. So, so lots of fun and just great times together. I really think, you know, no matter what, it's always one of those things where, of course, there's things that need to be done and there's, you know, bills that need to be paid and there's always things in life that come up. But I just always notice that when I look back at the end of my year, when I look at my review of my year, some of the best moments that come to mind for me are always having to do with the places that I've been and traveled to. And even if it's just like a little short, you know, overnight weekend trip somewhere new, like those experiences I find are so valuable and they stand out to me. And so I never want to be someone who doesn't get out to places, you know, even if it doesn't have to be far away, but just places that really bring you joy are important. And I think it's the time spent too away from the pressures of everyday life. So it's important. It's valuable. I know everyone values things differently, so there might be some people that would disagree, but I really value those times and those experiences. And so it was challenging in other ways because there's a medical issue that I've been dealing with for a long time now, and it cropped up while I was away. And that was very emotionally challenging because I felt like I worked so hard and I just had like this 1 week of a holiday. I just wanted to enjoy it. I didn't want to have to deal with this medical thing. But there came a point where I kind of just had to surrender. Like there was no other choice. It's not like I could do anything to stop it or I could do anything about it. I just really had to ride it out. And so that was, I did call on spirit at that point for help with it. And I was helped. I was helped and I was able to manage it in a different way. I won't lie. I did scream into my pillow a few times out of frustration. So Avery and Teresa can attest to that. I also was reminded that I do strange things in my sleep. apparently. Now, I do not have any recollection of this, but apparently, because Teresa was getting a little bit sick, she got like a cough and she wasn't feeling very good towards the end of the trip. And I guess I fell asleep, but Avery and Teresa were still awake. And I don't know if Teresa coughed or she blew her nose or something, but I sat straight up in bed and my eyes were open and I looked right at her and I said, "I can't," like really loud and really mean. Like, it's just so not my usual way of being or communicating. So anyways, I had no recollection, but she asked me the next day, she's like, "Do you remember?" And I was saying that. I was like, "No, I have no." And then apparently I had a conversation with Avery as well. And I was super nice to her in that conversation, like super, like just very drastic, different energy. So who knows? I mean, I know that I am a weird sleeper. So that was just funny and interesting. But the thing is, I slept really well the whole trip, which is amazing because that's not usual for me. So that's also something I'm very grateful for. I certainly did get some good quality rest and sleep. And yeah, that's sort of the gist of it. I mean, I just wanted to sort of just share, you know, like what the trip was like and what the experience was like. One of the mornings I said to Spirit, "Oh, I really want to see a butterfly on this trip." And then when we were sitting at that beautiful beach that day, one flew by us. So that was really beautiful. We got to see a mongoose. What else? The dolphins were magical. The turtles were magical. And although I know, like, Waikiki is kind of, I mean, of course, it's for tourists. It's very saturated with tourism. And you are in a city, but then also you're, like, at the beach. It's kind of interesting. Obviously, it's not the most remote island. And even our Uber driver that we had twice while we were there, he said that it's not, like, he said he lives there, but he said it's not the most beautiful place in Hawaii. And, like, I can understand why he would say that, because yeah, obviously some of the city parts are kind of not the best, but there's something about, I think, being kind of connected to all of the stuff that you would want from a city. So, like, you know, the shopping and things to do and the convenience of that, but then also the ability to kind of go out of the city, drive and see other places. I love to do that. I love that. So next time we were saying we might stay somewhere else, like stay on the North Shore or something like that, or even try a different island at some point. But for now, I find that, our adventures in Waikiki have been great, you know, just been really fun. So I was happy to be able to share that with my daughter, definitely. So that was wonderful. And then it's back home and back at it. There's a lot to be done. I'm already gearing up for a new course that I've created that I'm going to be putting out. And it's all about spirit guides. I'm working with the unseen helpers, working with guides, angels, guardians, that kind of thing. And so I'm really excited to put that out because it's a common theme that keeps coming up. It's a lot of the questions that I get are about that. So I do have, I think, a unique take on it, and I would like to share that. So I'm excited about putting that out, excited about presenting that. And then also looking at gearing up for next year, and this will be year 3 of doing the year-long mentorship programs. So I'll have new people joining for a new round of the Exceptional Medium. I've got Exceptional Mediums from this year that are going up to Evolving Medium. The Evolving Medium program from this year. Next year, I've got something else offered for them, which I haven't even really talked to them about it yet. So maybe I'll wait and share the details after I've spoken to them about it. But lots of cool stuff, really, really enhancing the programs and creating some really magical experiences for people. And I will say I'm super proud of both of those classes, both of those mentorship programs. We did, before I left, we did some classes where we had guest sitters coming from, they're strangers, people that are not known to my students. And my students read for them and they did phenomenally well. Both the exceptional mediums, which are more of the beginner class this year, and the evolving mediums. So there's something really rewarding about that. I really, really find that's like the most exciting part of the job that I'm doing when it comes to the mentoring and the teaching. So I'm really, really excited for all of them. And just seeing them go from feeling so unsure if they even have an ability, some of them, you know, some of them, they really had to work hard to prove that to themselves. And I understand that. But going from that space to now confidently connecting and being open to new and interesting, unique ways of bringing through the information, unique pieces of information that they weren't even aware that they could receive. So that's all been very, very rewarding. So I'm super excited about that. I will be getting into the podcast and giving you regular episodes again. So thank you for hanging in there. And I appreciate your patience if you've been wondering what's going on. I needed to have a little break. I needed to regroup. And now that I'm back, I'm going to be on top of it. So you'll be getting more of that. So thank you for your continued, you know, interest in what I have to share and what I have to say. Otherwise, I think that's about it. I think that's the update. I hope that you're well wherever you are. And definitely send me your questions if there's things you want me to address on future episodes. I'm really, really happy to go into that kind of stuff. I know Cherie had sent a comment about pre-birth planning, so I'll definitely get into an episode about that. But send me your questions about anything that you'd like to know about the afterlife, working with as a medium, developing your intuition, developing your psychic faculties, healing, working in the state of entrancement, whatever you want to know, please do feel free. Email me at melissawhitemedium@gmail.com. All right. So I will leave you with that, sending you lots of love and blessings, and I will talk to you soon. Take good care.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the show, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or feel free to leave a rating and a review. You can follow me on Instagram at Melissa White Medium or on Facebook, Psychic Medium Melissa White. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.